Copy, Andy.
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Ten four, but try on the digital real quick.
Yeah, I got that too, Alan.
Yeah, 10-4. When I talk to you, though, you don't need to talk back.
10-4. All right, started up, bud.
Daryl's going to talk to Jeff here after a little bit, too, Andy. So that's here somewhere. That's what it is.
Yeah, John Edwards told me things.
10-2, Alan, you got
me? Yeah, 10-4. Sound good.
Got you, Eddie.
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
10-4.
Jeff, if you can, when you first see water pressure, just let me know what temperature that is.
10-4.
All right, rolling for three times. All right, pit road speed.
Oh, we're using the 4400.
10-4, 4400 seconds.
Jeff Gordon, it's DW. Got a copy there, my friend.
Hey, DW, I sure do.
Hey, man, congratulations on winning at least one pole for the last 20 years. Nice job.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's pretty awesome. This one's all because of this team. You know, obviously we know what it takes to win a research and play pole, and these guys have been getting the job done on these things, and it's pretty cool to have DuPont on board, too, celebrate 20 years with them.
Roger that. Jeff, I know that you and your teammates have had varying strategies at these restrictor plate races. What have you guys worked out today? Do you have a plan?
You know, with these rules, I just don't think there's a real set plan. I think you're going to have to play it by ear. I mean, the goal is the same, and that's, you know, to be there at the end when it counts most, to be in a position to win this race. It looks like being in second on that last lap, or at least coming off turn four, is the place to be. So we're going to do whatever it takes to get us there. You know, we got to watch the cooling and watch these fenders. But we got certainly have a race car that can do it and a race team that can do it.
Four, buddy, one more quick question. Is the temps going to be a problem today?
It is for the guys that are going to be pushing. We don't plan on pushing until it's for the win. We see the checker flags in sight.
All right, my friend. You're the best. Have at it. Good luck.
All right, DW. Thank you. Hope everybody enjoys it. Should be a heck of a show. Still nothing here on the pressure.
What's your temp?
190.
Yeah, 10-4. Should be around 210 or so.
All right, one to go at the line. One to go.
10-4.
All right, buddy. You're the best, man. Just like we talked about.
10-4. You look good right there. Look forward to seeing you there all day. Needle's just starting to move, and I'm at 205.
Perfect, man. Just where it should be.
All right, buddy. Here we go. Let's do it.
Yeah, 10-4. Just be watching for those guys that are pushing. I think there's going to be a few here at the beginning. They're going to try to get out front there. You know, if they're pushing us, fine, but we're not going to get involved with that here early. But we're going to try to stay up here as long as we can.
Good deal. 10-4. All right, here we go. All right, pace cars off. You ready?
Green, green, green.
That's 9 shoving you here. 4 on both of them.
Yeah, I was afraid they were going to do that.
And here they come outside.
I mean, this 43's already blowing water. So I'm just going to keep the nose clean, clear, because just being in line, I see those temps going up. Where are the 48 and the 88? Well, we're back here now. Not where I want to be, but we're just going to have to ride now.
Yeah, man, long way to go. No problem.
240 water, 260 oil, 11 on the water.
10-4.
The 39 head back on.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of what options we have here to get back to the front. Anybody know why the 88 came back?
I don't, but I'll find out.
Wouldn't mind knowing what that 48 temp pressures are.
I'll find out for you. The 88's loose, bud. That's his problem. Checking on the 48.
You say loose?
Yes, sir.
And all clear. That's the 47. The middle 34 on the bottom ahead.
Yeah, I think he's just getting pressure.
Yeah, 10-4.
Tell you what, we're turning more off him than I thought we'd be. I'm 8,800 half throttle right here.
10-4.
Yes. I'm a little surprised to see him back there. Any word on those temps from him or the 5?
We're checking. Head blowing up. Get any of that on your windshield?
Negative.
All right, but when it's open, they'll be right to the fuel, right to the fuel. It's about 7 seconds on the gas, so we'll ease you down, and you'll go probably right after that.
10-4.
Never mind, 5 seconds, so we'll go on tires, guys. On tires. Jeff will go on tires.
10-4. Eddie, when that 14 came up there, did somebody push him up there, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Who was it that pushed him?
I don't remember. I'm sorry, but...
No big deal. That's a tough one to remember. I was just wondering.
Yeah, he had a push. All right, you're going to have to come around to 10 here. All right, P-Road, open this time by. Here we come. All right, guys, right fuel, going on the tires. All right, all four coming to you around the white 10. All right, at the line coming to you, boys. 10 away, 10. 5, 4, watch the 16, watch the 16, watch the 16. Straight out, straight out.
Like 16? I just couldn't even see the 16 coming to what that 10 was doing. Good job there.
Yeah, I knew that 16 was going to be close. I was a little worried about that. If you get that position, we've probably been better just get 4, but we'll be okay. I knew hell, he wasn't going to wait.
No. Hey, I think, you know, it's going to really pay off to be patient here, see what happens with these engines, because that might be the first of many here.
I think it will be. 48 was running about 245 and 18 PSI. He was kind of right in the thick of it. You know, I didn't get much detail, but it seems like he could maintain.
Okay, good.
240, 260 on the 5. He's 5 in front of you there. The 88's right behind you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the dilemma. You know, I just don't see any way to get to the front without heating it up.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that I can tell you from Daytona that we went through is, you know, we kind of just chilled out. It seemed like we got in a worse position in the middle of the pack, especially like in that shootout, and then we just had to be aggressive to get to the front. I'm not telling you to do that now, but I think when we do go, we'll just have to go hard.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that, you know, the key is going to be when is that time. I just don't think it's yet.
Yeah, 10-4, man. Like I said, you're the best. Just go off your instincts.
Simple. Car is really good and fast here, so don't worry about that.
10-4?
All right, one to go back at the line, one to go.
19th, bud. 19th. So I have that 23 in front of you on the bottom. The 5 will be 1 in front of him.
All right, here we go. Be lap 20 in the green. You got the 10 behind you. It was the 17 that pushed Tony.
Okay, simple. You don't have any issues running that fan, right? Because I've been running it, but I turned it off during the talk.
Now you can run it. No problem.
All right, here we go. Pace cars off. Be ready. The leader is... Go on, Green Green.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty happy right here. If I can maintain in that 15, 240, 260, you know, if we can maintain this, I'll be happy.
What's that for?
We're just going to go back to the back.
10-4. That's good keeping your composure there.
I'm flashing red. I'm almost 20.
All right, 9. Peeking to the middle here. I'm tucked in behind you. 21 up top with no help.
Well, the good news is we got clean air. The bad news is we got no way to push it or pull it. Let's see if we can get this outside line organized again. Go it up there. See what we just did.
10-4. Got the 9-2 back.
About 10 more to stop, bud.
Say that again.
About 10 more till we stop.
10-4.
All right, bud, this time, less than 2. We'll go on the jack.
On the jack, I got it.
All right, middle of back stretching coming to you. All right, all four coming to you. 4,400 at the one. Don't lock up your right front. Do not lock up your right front. Here we come, boys.
I locked up, but what did I lock up?
Okay.
I locked up all kinds of shit, but I don't know if it's the right front.
All right.
5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Is it not the right front, Eddie?
No, you're good.
All the way.
All right, below the yellow line to turn 2. Pack coming on 4 now. Next car off pit road is 25 car lengths behind you. Alright, clear up.
And let's double check on leaving pit road. I mean, it's easy to go around the apron, and I did, but I just want to double check.
10-4. Alright, when you come by this time, a lot of guys coming out of the pit here. Here they all are. They're all staying below the line to turn 2. Here we go. 14 now. All clear. 17:51.88 ahead.
I really want you to go back and watch that video coming to pit road if you can. I mean, Eddie, I'm pretty sure that I didn't, and I think that's a great call they have there. I'd just like to verify.
10-4.
we'll do what we can.
48, 88, 51, 17 U. Good job getting back up to speed.
48 is blowing up. 48 is blowing up. The other guy is just hit.
I got you, bud. Just give me a temp and pressure read when you can.
230 water, 255 oil, about 17 on the pressure. I've not gone over 20 yet today.
Yeah, man, you're right on target. Doing a great job. I'll give you a report on the 48-1. I find out.
Right, our next pack is 35 callings back now.
A little bit loose down. Definitely a little bit loose.
Tab 4.
Getting into the corner. A little bit getting off, and somebody's right on me.
Tab 4, hopefully those lefts will come up a little bit better. It looks like he hit something leaving pit road. That's the early report I have on the 48. Report 2 is oil pump issues, so I'm not sure.
Keep an eye on this gap because it's just running right here. I'm 20 on the pressure, 240 water, 260 oil.
Yeah, 10-4. Just remember that pressure is the key. You know, your water will flash a little early. The pressure is the key.
All right, they're closing on you now. They're 20 back. All right, 10 back now. The 5 is the point car. Got the 14 with them.
10-4. Yeah, I just don't really feel very comfortable about staying in line right here. You know, just because of the temp. So, do that.
10-4.
Closing. Drop them off, I believe. Till the 88, now we're even. Now,
yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I just wish we could get a line formed on the outside here.
Yeah, you got 4 back to the 18. He doesn't have a whole lot of help just yet. Another line trying to form outside of him. On the bottom row in here, 16 looking inside. He's got the 55 with him. 18 laying 6 back to you, trying to get to the bottom. And now he has. Your help is now 8 back.
All right, I got water pressure flashing. I got to get out of here.
10-4, I was just about to ask you about temperatures. Okay. All clear.
15, can we pit?
10-4. I mean, it's kind of cooling down, but really not even cooling down that much back here. Still like 24 on the water pressure.
Yeah, 10-4. Just try to get as much air as you can. Water pressure's got about 4 PSI room of cushion.
All right, inside here.
Yeah, I mean, just as I speak, I'm flashing red on the water pressure. Let's see what I can do.
10-4. That 27 coming inside here. Got the 20 watching you. The 99 closing on the bottom right here.
We're not flashing red anymore, but we're not getting below 23.
Staying on or off?
I've had on the whole time.
10-4. All right, inside the 15. 56 watching 3 back. He's a caboose. There he is right there on the bottom ahead.
I mean, hell, all the way back here I'm flashing red. I don't know what's going on here.
I just don't think there's any air back there, bud. About 8 more till we stop. 8.
Outside. Copy 8 more. Working left 93.
You know, what's concerning me here, Alan, is that my temps are not flashing red at all. You know, they're fine. Shit, my water temp is 235 or 260. But I can flash red on the water pressure.
10-4. When it got hot, it may have just vaporized and gained a little pressure there. We should be okay.
10-4.
5 more coming in, 5. We'll do right to fuel. We'll lower the right side down. You'll go on my command.
10-4.
Make sure you don't slide your left.
10-4.
How about coming in 2? Catch up what you can.
10-4 coming in 2. That's 55 right here. Middle of 3 and 4, I'm coming to you. Take care of your left side tires. 4,400 at the line. Go around the white 10, around the white 10. 10 away.
5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Ease it down. Wait on me. Wait on me. Wait on me. Go, 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 go. One lane. One lane. One lane.
Still 1. 42 outside. Below the L line all the way. The 1 coming outside. He's there. Clear, clear. 43 right with you here. At speed, 20 back and coming. The 88 with the 5 coming hard, 10 back. Clear half a lane, outside. Clear, clear. The 2 with the 22 at full speed coming hard. Outside. All clear. 43 coming with you, no help to the 1. All clear. A lot of cars coming out of the pit ahead.
I get clean air, and then we're gonna blow this thing up if we don't get clean air.
Tell me your temps, Jeff.
230 and 255, almost 260. on no water pressure right now. Flashing red again. I mean, I can't do anything right now.
Red on the temperature or on the pressure?
Pressure.
And four. I think we bowled at some point in time, so the pressure's higher in relationship to the temperature. I'm trying to find out what we can do to work with that.
I mean, a pit stop kills it. We were over 30 just sitting there on pit road. We almost had ourselves in a good position there. You know, then we got shuffled and just started spiking again.
We'll get there when it counts.
Yeah,
water pressure, correct?
Say that again.
Every time you have a gauge flash recently, it's been the water pressure, is that correct?
Yeah, earlier in the race, it started with the water temp and the oil temp were flashing red. Ever since then, I really haven't had any issues with water temp. It's just water pressure.
10-4. All clear, all clear.
And it's not like the tips are low or anything. They're high, they're just not flashing.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out. We might have to start basing it off of the temperatures. I'm trying to find that out from Scotty.
Yeah, I mean, it's acting weird, you know. The front straightaway, you got a tailwind. So when I go down the front straightaway, it flashes red. When I get on the back straightaway, the headwind, it goes back to white.
The 23 working the bottom one back. You got 5 in line with you.
Yeah, you know, right here, I'm just sitting here flashing about 24 and a half, almost 25.
I know you noticed, but at the end, we'll be able to go to 30. All right, 3 what here? 3.
Yeah, I just don't want to go to 30 now is the problem.
Yeah, 10-4. But what we feel like happened is when we got it hot, then cooled it down, we sucked a little bit of air. So the relationship between the pressure and the temperature is off. Theoretically, we should be able to get it hot enough to blow a little bit of pressure off and not lose water. But, you know, that's an educated guess right now.
So, if we're not flashing around the temps, you feel pretty confident in it, what you're saying.
We do, and if you cannot see water out of the cowl, that'd be the big no-no. But if we bleed a little bit of pressure off, it should come back to the relationship we had earlier in the race between water, temperature, and pressure.
Well, yeah, I never see any water, or have never seen any water on that cowl. I don't know where that's even at. Is it on the far right, or should I be able to see it?
Just to the right side of your cowl opening there.
Okay.
Inside. The 14's working the bottom. He wants to know if you want to get down there with him. He'll push you or work with you. He'll push you to the front on the bottom.
I don't know where you're going to go on the bottom. Nothing happened down there.
That's what I told him.
I'll work here, see if we can't build us up a line on the south side lane.
10-4.
Their whole problem is that one, he's like back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I finally got the oil flashing. This is just...
10-4, still got 63 laps to go. Long way to go still. Hey, what's the pressure? Are you going to chance?
240 water, 265 oil.
Water pressure?
28. I'm assuming that 5 has the same issue.
He does. Same thing happened to him. We'll just ride for a little bit at the end. We'll just go off that water temperature. We'll just go up 260 on that water temperature.
Far away from hitting, are we?
13 laps. About 8 more, bud. We're going to do rights again. We'll do right side tires again. When we get going, we're going to use our water temperatures, our requirement, 260 max.
Yeah, okay.
Up top, the 29 rolling out right here.
What the hell is going on?
They're running out of fuel.
All clear, all clear.
3 more. Copy to 3 more. 3 wide here. 83 in the middle, one back coming. 47 ahead up top, slow. Coming inside 4 wide, clear to the top. Inside again. Slow on the bottom right here. Ahead, down.
Dang it. We cannot test the fucking brake. We're done. We killed it. You got an awesome job. So proud of you. Don't know what we got to do here. I'm going to go back to the garage.
Look, let's not trail it on.
Right in front, Cassie. Above the shop. Need a ratchet strap in the truck.
Bailey, we're done. HLC you had done there.
Yeah, Eddie, we're done, bud.